You're listening to LA Theater Badge Review of Water for Elephants, the musical, playing now at the Hollywood Pantages, September 8th through the 27th, 2026. Water for Elephants, more like water for me. My goodness, with this humidity. The musical has some impressive acrobatics, dancing, and a bunch of creative set work that surely entertains, but pacing and acting issues get in the way of the heart of the story. Water for Elephants, the musical based on a popular book that was also made into a film with Reese Witherspoon and Robert Pattinson in 2011, set in the Great Depression, the musical follows Jacob Jankowski, played by Zachary Keller. After a terrible tragedy, he's left alone in the world. He finds the circus and makes a new family, but not without some difficulty. There's definitely a heartwarming story in Water for Elephants about perseverance, finding love in unexpected places, and protecting those that can't protect themselves. It's just lost in a show more preoccupied with theatrics, with pacing that sucks out the drama, especially in the first act. It gets better in the second act, but there's so little left by the second act. It's just a little too late. A central part of this play is also the love triangle that just comes off so forced. You don't even have to wait until the second act. It's painfully obvious. Song highlights, I Choose the Ride, What Do You Do, sung beautifully by Helen Kraskinski, who plays Marlene, and Wild, a duet between Kraskinski and Keller, but not many of the tunes really stand out or have much staying power. I like the unique backdrop this story throws at you with the Great Depression, though I don't really think the show did a great job of representing the era besides the costuming from David Reynoso, who does capture the era quite well. Its folky musical approach to the musical score was a good choice, and it works best when the company is singing the larger ensemble pieces. The production also uses creative use of shadow work, a cloth-like constructed elephant, and other very handmade-looking elements. While interesting, was not certain how they tied to the story besides looking really cool. The digital backdrops used do very little and are pretty passable. Wow, look out for the creative acrobatics and movements that will surely thrill. The circus theatrics were truly amazing, and the comedic antics of Tyler West, who plays a clown, to great effect. I give Water for Elephants, the musical at the Pantages, a 7.5 out of 10. It's above average. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.